USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The hand recounts of ballots in Georgia is now 4 days old, and Monday a number of previously uncounted ballots were found in Floyd County. 2,600 ballots were found that had not been tallied. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger said the issue was with votes on one memory card that were not saved into the ballot counting system. Raffensperger tells Fox News the recount will be completed on time.
All going as planned. Many of the counties are ahead, and every county will hit the 18th deadline that we gave them.
California is pulling a so-called emergency brake that will land more than 94% of that state's population in the most restrictive of coronavirus measures. In 41 of California's 58 counties, indoor operations for churches, gyms, and restaurants must stop by Tuesday. California has seen COVID-19 cases double over the last week, and last week the state crossed the 1 million case mark. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Another drug maker announced Monday that its coronavirus vaccine is close to being ready and is very effective. Lance Pry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
President Trump's Operation Warp Speed is again paying off with major dividends. A second U.S. company in a week is reporting results that far exceeded expectations in the COVID-19 fight. Moderna said Monday its experimental vaccine was 94.5% effective in preventing COVID-19 based on interim data from late-stage clinical trials. Together with Pfizer's vaccine and pending more safety data for the FDA, the United States could have two vaccines authorized for emergency use in December. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Wall Street reacted positively to that news, with the Dow taking off into record territory. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 470 points to finish just 50 points shy of the 30,000-point mark. The S&P 500 rose 1.2% to also close at an all-time high. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Providing another coronavirus relief package and keeping the government open are the two most pressing issues facing a returning Congress. Tim Berg has the latest from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Congress is facing a tight timeline to fund the government and try to clinch a long-sought deal on a fifth coronavirus deal as they seek to wrap up their work for the year. The House returning on Monday for the first time since the election and is currently scheduled to leave Washington for the year on December 10th. Both chambers will also be out of town next week for the Thanksgiving recess. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, reminding everyone.
Government should be working. And that's the real challenge here, that Nancy Pelosi has been holding up any COVID relief bill. We need that assistance. We've got money sitting out there for small business, for states and others.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The 2021 edition of the NCAA basketball tournament could be bringing new meaning to being on the bubble. The selection committee for the men's tournament announced Monday that it was in talks with the city of Indianapolis to host the entire 67-game tournament, with all 68 participating teams converging in central Indiana. In a release, the committee admitted that holding the event across 13 different venues as originally planned was currently not feasible. The NCAA says it's developing a plan for the tournament to be played in a single location, with the details to be confirmed by the end of the year. The delayed men's and women's seasons are set to tip off on November 25th. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.